being able to bring all that fantastic intelligence and analytics right there at the point of service, I think that's going to be a really exciting thing that we can look forward to.
Good day, and welcome to another HIMSCast podcast. I'm Bill Sawicki, Managing Editor of Healthcare IT News, a HIMSS Media publication. Electronic health record systems are the core healthcare information technology, and their importance to the successful delivery of healthcare cannot be overstated. But what challenges are they facing going into 2023? How can the challenges be overcome? And what innovations are on the horizon? My guest today is Srinivas Velamore, Chief Growth and Strategy Officer and EVP at NextGen Healthcare, vendor of a very popular EHR. Welcome, Sri.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I have a number of questions for you today, so let's just jump right in. What are the major challenges facing EHRs?
Yeah, Bill, great question. I think the challenges in the EHR environment, we believe, will largely mirror the macroeconomic health environment, the same issues that they're facing. Namely, we'd say four things. One is labor dynamics. Labor dynamics were significantly exacerbated during the pandemic. We have significant shortages, increased churn rates of not only providers, nurses, but also administrative staff in practice facilities. We expect that to continue this new year. By several accounts, there's expected to be almost 120 to 125,000 person shortage across the health sector of these key roles. This is some of the recent McKinsey analysis. So that's one issue I think that HR companies are going to need to help address with their customers. The second challenge we're seeing, Bill, is inflationary pressures. So obviously, all of us are feeling it in our day-to-day lives. Our practices, our customers are seeing it as well, translating into increased expenditures for labor, for drugs, for clinical services. That's something we're going to need to help counter. And the other two challenges, there's significant regulatory activity happening related to interoperability and the ability to exchange information both at the federal and the state levels. So this is another challenge we're expecting the HR companies to help support, which is all the customers' expectations that this interoperability will be frictionless, it'll be seamless. And of course, last but not the least, tons of headlines around how care models are evolving. We're seeing new entrants like CVS and Amazon make big strides in primary care. We're seeing ambulatory care shifting into new venues like home health. And we're also seeing a greater focus on integrated whole person health. So as these care models evolve, they're expecting more product agility from the HR vendors to support these new models.
So another question for you, Sri. How can healthcare provider organizations and EHR vendors overcome these challenges?
Yeah. We believe in order to address this, we're going to need to pivot both the healthcare providers themselves as well as their EHR customers. We're going to need to pivot into truly impact and trust-based partnerships. This is really about fully implementing and optimizing the capabilities in the EHR and making sure that these provider customers are getting everything that they can out of these systems. That's going to be a key part of the puzzle. I've heard some folks refer to this as EHR companies becoming the Sherpas that help their provider customers scale Mount Everest to some degree. So much, much higher level of engagement, and particularly around three or four areas. One is improving focus on usability and experience. Clearly separate the activities that are tied to clinical quality versus billing quality and make sure that we are pushing forth answers on behalf of provider customers that truly improve the physician experience and patient experience. That's number one. Number two is around actually simplifying the product fundamentally. Providers want to care for patients. Anything that leads to burnout, commoditized activities, administrative tasks, as much as we can help as EHR companies strip those out of the work of nurses and doctors and care providers on a day-to-day basis, that's going to be a huge help. That's something we're working on and we can partner on more effectively. Number three, integration needs to be a feature, not a bug. Your typical provider practice works with anywhere from 15 to 40 vendors and systems on a day-to-day basis. And increasingly, they're looking to the EHRs to become the one place that they come to where all these integrations are happening seamlessly. as the primary access point. And that's something we can help with as well. And lastly, the speed with which innovation is occurring with EHR platforms and other solutions needs to increase. And that's something we are acutely focused on and partnering with our provider customers to make sure they can assess and roll out new capabilities versus waiting for large annual releases. I think that's going to make a big difference in our collective ability to address these challenges.
So what are EHR innovations that are on the horizon in 2023?
There are several exciting things on the horizon, Bill, in this regard. I characterize the theme as bringing the joy of practicing medicine back for all the care providers. Essentially, let doctors be doctors. And some of the more interesting things that we're focused on that we're seeing, one is making voice a primary input device, not only for documentation, but also for navigating the EHR. You hear lots of chatter about too many clicks and needing to log into a million systems. I think being able to just talk to your application and your device and eliminating some of the pain that comes with that is an exciting development to look forward to here this new year. Number two is in the area of process automation and intuitive navigation. So tons of investment going into bringing in bots and cloud-based services and machine learning. Something as simple as when I click on a Dropbox in an EHR, is it giving me the 3-4 most logical next actions that I need to perform versus forcing me to step through a traditional workflow? So that type of intelligence within the workflow, I think, is going to make a big difference. And that's also in the works. A third area is around actionable analytics. So lots of our customers talk about alert fatigue. They want to know, is the next best action built into the software? And can you help guide what we should do next and how we consume intelligence when we're sitting in front of patients more effectively? So simple things like taking population health insights and presenting them at the point of care, giving a physician an alert that says their patient might be eligible for a clinical trial, being able to bring all that fantastic intelligence and analytics right there at the point of service. I think that's going to be a really exciting thing that we can look forward to. And last but not the least, care personalization. So social determinants of health, mental health, dental health. I think this focus on understanding the consumer from a 360-degree perspective when we're caring for them has become quite important. And EHRs are that this 360-degree view of consumers can be brought right into that clinician's workflow at the point of service.
Okay. So our listeners don't need to be told that NextGen Healthcare is one of the bigger EHR vendors in the marketplace. But it's not the biggest. And there's a lot of hospitals out there with Epic. What is your view on what appears to be a market landscape that is quickly consolidating around Epic?
Yeah, and I'd say the direction there is a little bit different, both in the ambulatory and the acute sector. There are certainly aspects of the market that are trending towards consolidation in the acute space towards Epic quite aggressively. And it's a little bit harder to present choices in that environment, but there's still healthy competition, we believe, in the ambulatory space. Ultimately, it is imperative that providers have choice. It drives greater innovation and value for both providers and patients. And by all accounts, consolidation has not positively impacted patient experience, if you poll both the care providers and the patients. And provider experience itself has been mixed. But on balance, they wouldn't argue that better alternatives are needed in this regard. So the natural course of things as the industry moved towards a replacement market dynamic, you know, we went from 1,000 EHRs 10 years ago to about 400 in 2019, and we think it'll come down to less than 200 as some of the Cures Act dynamics kick in. And fewer EHRs in aggregate, but hopefully higher performing and more responsive ones. Because there's still a portion of the market, Bill, that is progressive and sophisticated enough that wants extreme configurability. And the providers want the right to express themselves and their formula for delivering great care to patients. And we believe there will always be a need for solutions, alternatives to Epic, that is perceived as perhaps a bit more rigid in terms of their ability to support that expression.
All right. And that's our HIMSCast podcast for today. I'd like to thank my guests, Sri Velamore, Chief Growth and Strategy Officer and EVP at NextGen Healthcare. Thank you, Sri.
Thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
And to our HIMSCast listeners, stay tuned. Another podcast will be on the way soon.